Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, one of the co-founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. With me is Eric. Eric is a teacher with us at LSAT Demon. Eric, we've got an email here from Chantel.
Chantel writes, "Hello, Eric and Nathan. Prospective law student here. My UGPA is a 2.83 because of my sophomore year when I changed my major to nursing. I completely failed my first clinical semester, which taught me that nursing wasn't really my thing, nor did I enjoy it." Well, I'm glad you learned that early and got out of there. And I do not blame you at all, by the way, from what I know about what it takes to be a nurse. However, once I went back to my major of sociology, my grades were a mixture of A's and B's. With my addendum and finishing my senior year with all A's, can I still be a competitive applicant? Thanks for your time, and I love listening to your daily episodes. Kindly, Chantel." Well, thanks, Chantel. And yeah, I think this upward trend in a GPA is one of the things that can be most powerful to highlight in a GPA addendum. Do you agree, Nathan?
Yeah, and I would probably, I would keep it real brief, but I would just say something like, my GPA is weighted down by a poor sophomore year when I briefly pursued nursing. Once I switched to sociology and decided on a legal career, my grades improved dramatically, including a 4.0 for my entire senior year. I don't know that I would even mention nursing. And I don't, I think I might, you could say something like the sciences or something. Not that there's anything wrong with nursing. What I really don't want you to do is shit on nursing. Like, I don't want you to say, "Nor did I enjoy it." I don't want you to say it wasn't really your thing. I want you to just say, because this is super common, that people's GPAs are dragged down by some STEM stuff that they did earlier in their career, earlier in their undergrad career. And if you say something along the line, like, I would emphasize the increasing grade trend and the 4.0 in the senior year rather than emphasizing the shitty year that you had.
You don't think it's at all useful for someone to say, "Hey, I tried this thing. It wasn't for me. So I decided to go back to what I liked doing."
I would say maybe instead, I think I would just state the fact rather than the opinion of "it wasn't really for me." I think I would just state the fact of "my GPA is dragged down by my first semester of my sophomore year when I took a bunch of STEM related classes. And when I switched to sociology, my grades immediately improved and I finished my senior year with a 4.0 for the entire year." That's what I would say in two or three sentences. Now, does that addendum make you into a competitive applicant?
Not as competitive as if you had a better
GPA. It does not. It's only going to be a compelling story, Chantel, if you show up with an LSAT that somewhat makes up for it. Schools are heavily invested in your LSAT and your undergraduate GPA. They are worried about your employability. They're worried about your ability to cut it in law school. And when you show up with a 2.83 and a 155 or a 160, they're going to look at you and go, bad grades, mediocre LSAT. Well, let's see this addendum. Okay, so the bad grades were dragged down significantly, dragged down by this one semester. Okay, I understand that part. Nonetheless, I have to report these numbers on my 509 report. I have to report these numbers to the American Bar Association and to the world. And US News is going to look at those numbers and they're going to use those numbers to rank my law school. And I, an admissions person, don't want to get fired. So I don't want my rankings to go down. So, like, what are you bringing to the table that's really going to, and it's the LSAT that's the big opportunity, because it's a totally different story if you show up with a 170 and then it's like, "Oh, okay, great LSAT, bad grades. Let me look at this addendum. Oh, tried to do some STEM stuff, 4.0 in the senior year plus this 170. Yeah, the 2.83 drags our numbers down, but the 170 might boost our numbers way up. Now we've got a splitter. And depending on the rest of your application, you could become a very competitive applicant. But without that LSAT, it ain't happening. I mean, it's just, you know, not to say that you can't get in anywhere with an OK.
Oh, no, there will be if you get a great LSAT, there will be plenty of schools. Yes, even with the 2.83, plenty of schools that will let you in and probably even throw some scholarship money at you.
Absolutely.
But plan on applying broadly and, you know, be realistic about what schools you're targeting. You can start building that school list by checking out their school's 509 reports, by playing around with the scholarship estimator and the Demon. Probably already doing some of that work, Chantel. But yeah, know that you'll want to apply broadly.
LSATdemon.com/scholarships. Put in your 2.83 UGPA. Check any boxes that apply to you. Put in your current LSAT and put in an LSAT that's 10 points higher than that. And then watch those offers change based on that 10-point LSAT improvement. I've said for a long time that one LSAT point is worth about $10,000 or at least $10,000. I'm very confident that you will find that that's the case for you, Chantel. If you play around with the estimator, you'll realize, oh my God, there's schools that are, there's no way they're giving me a scholarship. And with 10 more LSAT points, now all of a sudden I'm getting a full ride.
Totally.
Thanks, Chantel.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.